Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, Radio. I know y'all remember this one.
Hell yeah.
Hot Talk Radio getting it in, baby.
We're doing this one for all the ladies.
2013.
H-Town Boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the night.
Yeah, I know you remember this one. What you wanted to do, cuz? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And I know damn well you didn't think we was going to change that shit up for 2013. What's up,
world?
What's up, ATL? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker, a.k.a. DJ Hell No. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I'm making this shit work.
Yeah, yeah,
DJ
yeah,
Trapper
yeah,
John.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Word G.
Listen up,
Pimpin' Sweet.
This is
Big
it.
Baby.
That old
your girl,
man,
Lady Libra Hell. We going in, y'all. Lego. Hot Talk Radio. Today, tomorrow, for motherfucking ever. You gon' respect this motherfucking precious
pussy.
Big
babe on the beat. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
We coming through your speakers and we live from the ATL. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
That's all.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Radio.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Live from the ATL. It's Lady Libra, y'all.
Lady Libra, y'all.
It's Lady Libra, y'all. It's Trapper, Trapper, Trapper John.
Trapper John.
Trapper. Pippin, 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 Sweet.
Pippin, Sweet.
Swerve, swerve, swerve. G, G, swerve, swerve, swerve. G, your boy, Big Baby. Yeah, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk
Radio.
All right.
All right.
Right, yeah, because this is the Take a Chance Tuesday, and we need the whole world to run to your motherfucking laptop, run to your goddamn phone. DJ Trouble John, Lady Libra is in the motherfucking building. 917-889-8677 is the call-in number, man. Call in if you ever took a chance with a bitch and it wasn't worth it. Call in, man. Call in if you never took a chance and you don't play the lotto and then your ass hit on that first buck. That buck that bought the bottle could have struck the lotto. Y'all already know what to do, man. It's your boy. Hey, we're going to get in. This is Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. While all the pimps, players, gangsters, and such, check in and let us know what's really going on in the motherfucking world. So y'all already know what to do, man. It's like already there.
Players, hustlers, gangsters, trappers. Everything the world deemed not right. And in my case, I'm all of the above. Enlighten the world on the topic at hand.
Man. And you know this. And you know
man.
This.
And you know
man.
This.
See, I know some of y'all listened on Sunday's show for the first time. Cause every show we have new listeners. So I know y'all be like, oh, this is such a sweet show. Well, you all Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, it's going to be wretchedness all night long. You know what I'm saying?
All night long. Oh, all right.
See, did you want to see the show info, or would you prefer that I do it, since I speak a little bit more clearer than you do?
Well, go ahead and do the intro, since you ain't got nothing in your mouth right now.
You know what? That's the problem. You want to be in my mouth, but you know what? I don't take chances like that. Okay, it's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, y'all. The show where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, and trappers enlighten the world on the topic at hand. Chance. Unexpected, unplanned, unpredictable events that occur without observable cause or human intention and is not explainable by the known laws of science or statistics. What kind of chances have you taken in life? What were the results? Why is something that, you know, why does it seem like because you don't know the outcome, it's a chance? Why you just can't be living? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, basically, living is taking a chance. So even if you don't know you're taking a chance, look like you are. What is something that you would not take a chance on and why? What would happen to the world if people stopped taking chances? Take a chance and listen to Hot Talk Radio tonight and go tell somebody why you do or don't like it. Do us that favor.
And for the motherfuckers that say they don't, I'll take a chance on that charge. Sometimes you got to take a charge. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take a chance. You got to go ahead and do what you got to do, and then be like, yo, if I get banged up, then that's what it do.
No,
that's what you said.
Come on now. Okay. No. We got a call. Let's see who this is. This early. We'll take a chance on this caller. You know, usually I take them into the private room and screen them first. But let's take a chance, Chopper John. Let's just open up their mic.
Yeah. Fuck it. Take a chance. We're feeling risky.
Yeah, we're going to take a risk. And if it get too early, you got my back, right?
Oh, you already know.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Okay, let's go. What's going on, 404-287? Who it is?
What's going on with y'all? I see y'all still doing y'all thing. I ain't mad at y'all. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. You know, I'm really just getting and listening. You know, you tell me to tune in every night. I try to tune in as much as I can. And, you know, I just want to let y'all know y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. You know, I'm out here doing my thing, grinding.
Who
you know
is?
What I'm saying?
Who
it
is?
Huh?
Who it
is? Tell me who this
Carlo.
Is, man.
They're calling, man. They're calling.
Hey, Carlo.
What's happening with y'all?
You say, hey, we taking chances over here. What kind of chances you taking right now?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I'm taking plenty of chances. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us one of your biggest chances that you took.
The biggest chance that I've taken, let me think back. I took a chance at, I think it was a chance financially. I missed my town and left my little job I had. You know, I worked there for about 10 years. I've been out of automotive business for about 15 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Took a chance and left there, got my CDL license, you know, started driving trucks, thinking that it was going to do the right?
Yeah.
Messed around, you know, I was in the trucking for about 2 years. I had a damn near fatal accident in 2009. My truck flipped over four times.
Damn,
you know, man. And I'm here today to tell it. You know what I'm saying? I walked away with no scratches on my body. And I felt for real. But God bless me, you know what I'm saying? I'm married now, everything cooling. I mean, everything trying to get back in the place that it was. Oh, I took that chance, but if I wouldn't have taken that chance, man, ain't no telling, you know?
So, Carlos, hey, I'm glad, like you say, you got married and everything like that, man. I mean, how is that, man? Because I know some people think of, like, you know, getting married is taking a chance. Like, you know what I'm saying, you're taking a chance that, you know what I'm saying, this bro's going to be right and everything going to work out. I'm saying, you know, how you feel about that, man? I mean, is that like a leap of faith, too, like jumping out of an airplane and shit? Is getting married like bungee jumping, basically, is what the world want to know, man.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. Yeah, marriage is a chance. You have to take a chance at marriage, too. I mean, you know, I was one of the guys. I was one of the cats out there. You know, fucking this bitch, fucking that bitch. You know, I was
taking the chance.
So, you know, I always told myself, man, I ain't never getting married. I ain't no married type. You know, and then growing up watching my daddy commit adultery, I knew it. And I'm like, hell no, I ain't getting married. But you know what? I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. When I got married, man, that was the best thing that ever happened. But I wouldn't have never known if I would have took that chance. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit. This is where the pill slabs hustle and trouble checking and tell y'all, man, go ahead and take a chance, man. Marry that broad, man. If she gave you head more than three times, go ahead and marry her. Fuck it. Take a chance.
Shut the hell up. Fuck
it.
You know what?
Fuck it. Take a chance, goddamn it.
Hey, but this here too. Make sure she's the right one now. Take a chance at that too.
Yeah.
But how do you know if she's the right one?
Huh? How do I know she's the right one?
Do y'all give assessment tests? I mean, before y'all take a chance on wiping this bra, do she have to meet certain requirements? Do she have to get a certain kind of...
I said that she did head three times in the consecutive days.
I'm gonna tell y'all like that right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I tell y'all my situation. In my case, you know what I'm saying? I've been knowing mine before we got married. It'll be 10 years, June 21st. And when we met back in 2003, you know, in the streets on Campton, just kicking it. You know, we were just fucking at the time, just cooling it, having a good time. You know, anytime we went out, you know, she was right there. And, you know, most of the time when a nigga stop dealing with a broad, you know what I'm saying, nigga be like, man, fuck that bitch, I'm done with her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A nigga gonna have feelings for that one particular chick he didn't fuck with in the past. He gonna have feelings for her.
Right.
And that chick gonna And that chick gonna have feelings, too. That chick gonna have some feelings. She might not have it right then and there, but eventually, later on down the line, she going to show feelings. And, you know, with me, we got back together like three, four different times. You know what I'm saying? And I kept telling myself, like, you know what? If I were to get married, she'll be the one. Because, I mean, she ain't no bad chick. She ain't out here goddamn, you know, taking me for status. None of that shit. She was just down. She was cool. You know what I'm saying? When I had money, she was there. When I didn't have money, she was there.
Well,
You know what I'm saying? And she ain't afraid. She got her own money. That would make it even better.
That's what's happening, man. So, shit, yeah. Hey, when you living that weight, man, you got to take chances, man. That's what's up.
It's your boy, DJ Trevor John. We getting it in right here, man. Yeah. Iron Dog 5, the most exclusive indie mixtape ever. Let's go. Iron Dog 6, DJ Trevor John, let's go.
Down a kilo in your hood with the princess cut. Plug and the socket, mini profit, Randy Rocket. Stupid guala falling out my son religion pocket. Kimbo told me lock it, Jackal told me cone and drop it. Now we sitting off in this bitch and ain't a click, I'm coming stop it. Atlanta's big three, the south side, big ticket. And I'm still on the south side with big midgets. Doing big digits, delegating the distribution. Stop outside, no boys, nigga, this the union.
Oh.
You going in and out. Something wrong with your mic. You going in and out. So we already know what to do. You taking chances playing with the mic and shit. I told you to keep the mic away from now.
How does it sound now?
Hello? Shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hear you, but I don't hear you. I'm saying, like, you playing with me. You taking chances? You fucking with me?
How
are you playing? Are you serious? Hey, y'all already know what to do, man. We're getting it in, man. While Lately would get her throat right.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
You're not you know what? I'm going to have to help you with this switchboard. I done told you more than once to learn my goddamn number.
I don't need to know your number. Fuck that. What the hell I need to know your number for? Tell your nigga to learn your
number.
If your nigga don't know your number, what make you think I know it?
Oh, all my men know my number. Trust that, nigga. I need to take a chance and I know my number.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Who's the 911? Someone please call 911.
What I was telling you is you don't tell people to take chances by speeding up and down the highway because you know what? All it takes is one false move and you got a whole vitality and that is not cool. So don't tell people to take them kind of chances with your wretched ass.
Okay.
If
you do it before 6 o'clock in the morning, you'd be okay. Do it like 3 o'clock in the morning when ain't nobody really on the highway.
You saying take a chance on the highway where ain't nobody else on it. That's out of chance.
Yeah. Well, ain't nothing but drunks on the highway at 3 o'clock in the morning anyway. Niggas just got out the club and shit.
Whatever happens, y'all deserve it.
Fuck it. What the hell you doing out there in the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning in the first place?
Yo, why don't you tell us what you doing out there at 3 o'clock in the morning? Because if you weren't out there, you wouldn't know who was on the street.
Them crack hours. I ain't never legs crack.
You know this. Obviously, you are out there partaking in it as well.
Ain't never legs crack. Two is A's.
It sounds like you got a lot of experience with that, DJ Trapper John.
I mean, I took some chances. I took some chances. You know, hey, I had some close calls, you know, some near miss experiences, you know, hey.
Did you not realize Hot Talk Radio was a chance? You took a big chance with Hot Talk Radio because a lot of people wouldn't have taken this chance because you know what? It has shown. People have came and have went. They are afraid to take this chance with Hot Talk Radio. This is a real, situation here.
Shit.
Big baby.
You know why? You got to be a certain type of cat. You got to be a certain type of cat to fuck with this shit here. This shit here, Charlotte. You got to be a certain type of cat. You can't just be no average ass everyday type of cat.
You got to know somebody to get on here.
You got to know somebody. You got to know somebody to get on High Talk Radio.
Big baby. I get so tired of listening. I done told people, the switchboard throw people off and shit. That's why I had to switch, because it's overloaded. I keep posting a number, and, you know, so when everybody started calling in, the switchboard started showing signs of dysfunction. I took a chance with using Skype tonight, because, you know, Blog sent out a message saying that they were having some problems with the Internet tonight, so I decided to go ahead and take a chance and use Skype. And I got my backup system, but they also said they're having some problems with the guest lines as well. So if you're trying to call in and you can't get through, we do apologize. The best thing that we can tell you to do is wait for a few minutes and try the number back again. Take a chance. Listen online.
Take a motherfucking
chance. You know, we got
a chance. Take a chance and press the one and talk to Lady Lever. Take a chance and just let us know.
See, now
they're calling
to me, so he can't get through.
Yeah, he's trying, though. He's trying. I see him keep popping in and out. He keep poking his head in and out. So we already know what to do, man. Big Baby is in the motherfucking building. He take a chance with these niggas fucking with them, doing them beats and shit, taking chance. I took a lot of chances fucking with cats. I be just doing shit, though, because I do it for the love, because I love to do it, but still, I be taking chances fucking with niggas. But, hey, I don't regret none of it. Sometimes you got to take a chance to learn. You know what I'm saying? If you don't motherfucking take the chance and do the math problem and find out that 1 + 1 really ain't 2. 1 + 1 could be any motherfucking thing. It could be if it's a group of 20, then a group is 1. So, shit. Hey.
But I want to say, I'll make another announcement, Trapper John. That was Big Baby. He said it is, he called me and he can't hear us. Is that coming through the line? So I just want to let you know that if you're trying to listen, you may want to listen through Skype. You can Skype us at Hot, H-O-T, period, Talk, T-A-L-K, period, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, or listen online, or use the link on your phone.
Hey, it is what it is.
Like that, because people are giving us some problems tonight. You know, blogs are taking chances. They, you know, want to, you know, try us in the middle of a show. Trapper John, we got another call. Let's take a chance and open their mic without seeing who they are. I think that's somebody I know.
Roll the dice, goddammit. Roll the dice. Take a chance.
Go ahead, because I'm going to have to call Big Baby out from the switchboard because he can't get through.
That's all to the good. 906, what's happening?
What's happening to Hot Talk Radio? You already know who it is, your boy Low Key.
Where you been, man?
Hey man, you know you gotta handle that business, bro. You gotta handle that business, man.
You been out there taking chances, man.
In these streets, you have to take chances and make moves. You gotta make moves like chess. You know what I'm saying? You gotta move strategic.
Hey, I hear you, man. That's for real. So I mean, what kind of strategic shit you been up to, taking chances and shit, man? I'm saying, I mean, what's some shit like? What penitentiary chances? What you out there doing, man? Go ahead, let the world know what's going on.
2013, your boy Low Key is no longer on the market, you know. So, you know, I'm out there taking chances, you know.
Oh, shit. Hey, that's a real chance. I just talked to my homeboy Carlos, who just called in, man. He took that chance. They say it's like bungee jumping, but, you know, instead of having a strong string, you got to make sure she got a strong back. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's the same thing. You know how you check the rope before you bungee jump? You check her back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know when you go purchase a house, you got to take a chance and know that you're going to be able to afford that mortgage for 30 years.
Exactly. Shit, so motherfucker like me, that motherfucker did file bankruptcy.
You're taking a chance anyway.
Exactly. Fuck it. You can't take this, man. Please, man. These motherfuckers be talking about credit and all this. Fuck that. You give me a credit card, I'm taking a chance. All right, I got it. I got you. You know what I'm saying? I got your back. Yeah. But you give me that card, motherfucker. Yeah, you taking a chance.
Matter of fact, I've been on your Facebook page too, man, you know. I see we are associates of a lot of the same people.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I'm pretty sure. If you fuck around, you know, with some any kind of real, you know what I'm saying, different shit like that, I know we linked up and connected. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like this, you know,
so,
motherfuckers take a chance.
I know this Hot Talk Radio thing is making its way around. That's why the switchboard is having problems tonight. You know, they look to see what's going to happen.
Motherfuckers really they waiting to see if they gonna take a chance and you know what I'm saying, really got them put this shit out there. You know what I'm saying? What really be going on?
They know Tuesday is Super Nigga Tuesday. So when the Super Nigga come together, man, and we reunite, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's problem.
Super Nigga fell up.
Hey man, real talk, man, we're gonna have to go on and get them t-shirts, man, and go on get the movement going for real, man, with 2013, man. We're gonna have to make
that
thing happen.
Hey, we got the show, we just need to go ahead and get them in the stores and shit. Yeah, that's right. We in the building. That's right.
I know Lady Libra, she's sitting there, she's been quiet, man. She ain't liking it right now.
You know what? It's pimp juice take over Tuesday. Where the pimps, players, hustlers, and trappers check in. She ain't even supposed to be in the building, Shawty. She ain't even supposed to be in the building. I don't know why she be playing, you know. I let her come in and work the switchboard and shit, you know, answer a couple calls and shit, you know. But she just really ain't even supposed to be in the building. You know, this really for the real pimps, players, hustle, travels of the world to enlighten, you know what I'm saying, the rest of the world on, you know, what's really going on. But, man, what's the latest chance? I hear you about to take the plunge. So that's a major chance that you know what I'm saying, taking, man. And I wish you the best.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. You know, I got a couple other moves, you know, going on. I can't really disclose right now, but, you know. You know,
yeah,
I
see
you. But, like I said, I'm out there taking chances, trying to get to that big spot, man.
Look, I know what happened, bro. I know what happened, low-key. You know what I'm saying? They ain't heard me hear y'all on the motherfucking radio and shit. Hey, old lady said, hey, you better tell them motherfucking bitches that you... you better tell them two bitches got them stand down. Tell them two bitches stand down.
Hey, you know what? I don't know how you know. But, man, that's super nigga, you know. We just kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, she said, next time you call into that motherfucking radio... You better tell them motherfuckers what's really going on. You better take a chance.
Well, hey, you know what, man? I done had to cut a lot of people out of my life lately, though, man. You know, they taking chances. I don't know, you know, when they see that a person happy, man, and they doing their thing, it's like they want to come in and hate, man. They want to take chances and try to hate when they wasn't hating before.
Exactly. Nobody want to see nobody happy. I'm saying that's like a movie without a bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you go to the movie, you don't really cheer for Batman. Fuck Batman. We want to see the Joker and shit. You know what I'm saying? We want to see Jack Nicholson and shit. Fuck Batman. You know what I'm saying? We want to see the Riddler and shit. You know what I mean? So every movie, motherfucker, soon as niggas see you motherfucker shining a little bit, doing anything, man, I'm like, oh, man, fuck that nigga. I know that nigga, man. That nigga ain't going to be with that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, here they go.
Man, I always
get it,
man. Somebody always in the street got something to say, man. They want to take that chance and try to, you know, saying hate on you or try to trip you up, you know, because you out there taking chances and you successful in what you're doing. You know, they want to hate.
Really, really low key. What it is they mad at the niggas that take chances. You know what I'm saying? They sit back watching and looking. And you know what I mean? They mad when a nigga take that chance and they see a nigga successful. They be like, damn, that nigga hit the auto. Damn, that nigga got that bitch. For real? You know what I'm saying? He ain't even trying that hoe.
Yeah, can y'all hear me? Can y'all motherfucking hear me now?
Yeah,
we can hear
you.
We hear you loud and clear.
Woo!
Like the springtime.
I don't even fight like hell. Big Baby, can you say something?
Yeah, Big Baby, 1-2-1-2.
Man, who is this boy about to make me take a chance with it? Woo!
We don't got everybody on here. We got Big Baby, Trapper John. All when we visit the King. Where he at? Where King at, man? He must can't get in.
He just messaged. I'm going to have to probably call him from the switchboard because it's not letting me do anything. And if you call in, you can't hear anything at this point. So I've been in the background just, you know, taking chances.
Man, that's a lie, man.
You've been messing with that Metro? You got that Metro on there? That's probably what it is. You got that Metro on here paying that bill.
Big Baby got a real phone. Metro ain't got shit to do with it. Big Baby took a chance on a real phone, and it's doing him the same goddamn way. So now what, low key?
Hey, don't call him Big Baby on the damn show. It's DJ Yeah Ho. Super nigga,
yeah,
get it right.
Yeah.
Super, super nigga. A group of super niggas, DJ Yeah Ho. Get it right.
Say it like my puss in your mouth.
Let's go to me, kids. Oh, God, it's a damn where the hair come from.
I love it. That's how I want you to say it from now.
I see now when I come in the building, man, I get everybody crunk up, man.
Well,
now
you get everybody beat up. That's what you do, because you come over here talking restless.
Hell, wrong, too. Loki came through and Saturday, he went on to put it on out there. He took a chance. He said, fuck all the pussy that I'm about to get. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take a chance with this one right chill. So I respect that shit, man. Hey, super niggas on deck. Let's go. You know what I mean?
We all do it.
You ain't gonna never hear me confess to having no bitch. I take that chance.
Yeah, you take chances with wretched hoes.
Hey, you say no to wretched hoes, Trapper John K. Fuck what the hell you heard.
Don't make no more songs. Don't do that. Don't make no more songs. Don't do that.
Hey, y'all already know
what the music we got for today, man. What you got,
John? Oh, you know I'm gonna bust with the head. This Pimp Juice take over, so you know, man. Come on, man. You know, I always got something for the real players, real players, real hustles, man. Hey, this is for them niggas that's hating on you, bro. You tell them niggas to kill that bullshit, man.
This is me.
Yeah,
I'm Big Baby. Big Baby ain't saying shit.
Big man, you know I'm in that bitch, man. You know I'm just trying to hold it down, man. I ain't trying to take no motherfucking chance. Those shit ain't gonna fall through. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, tell us about those chances you taking with them niggas, man, making them beats and shit, giving them all them hot ass tracks and shit, man, taking chances, and them niggas talking about they gonna blow, but them niggas ain't blowing up with motherfucking dick, man. What the hell going on, so?
Them niggas don't go nowhere but the studio. You don't never see them bitches outside. But that's who I need. Hey, that's what they say. You need me, nigga. I got the beats, though.
Exactly. You ought to be in the studio. That way you make your magic there.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's
what
I'm killing at. Killing at. I'm
talking about this regular studio, man. You got to go in there and take chances and do some big things, though.
Exactly, man. You gotta take a chance. Even with this music shit, you gotta take a chance. You can't think that you're gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna see you if you just at the same spot dealing with the same. You know what I'm saying? Same nigga charging you the same. Like you still. You know what I mean? Kill that. You gotta take a chance and take your ass just like the motherfucker jump on the bus and go to Hollywood and shit.
Take a chance.
You know what I mean? At least Atlanta, New Hollywood.
Atlanta, New Hollywood.
I'll tweet it.
Atlanta, New Hollywood.
No, I'm
telling you,
boy.
Not
pretty close.
Only thing Hollywood about Atlanta is a bunch of niggas in tight pants, man. Let's go. Man, that's it.
Hey, man,
those
skinny jeans went out in the 80s, man.
You know, Atlanta, yeah, well, you on here.
Okay, because, you know, sometimes I go, it'll throw me out, and I can't, because people be talking over me, so I don't know if y'all can hear me or not. I wish the nigga would take a chance with me, because most men are afraid of me. They won't take a chance with me. They feel like I'm going to play with their heart and, you know, stomp on in their emotions and drag them up and down the street and shit. But, I mean, you take a chance, I might not.
Hell no, don't do it, kid. Don't do it. Everybody who lives.
Exactly. Hold on, that one, my goddamn alarm sound.
What it is, so you put it out there, you be sitting on faces, they're scared you're going to drown them. That's what it is. They can't swim. They got coming with a life preserver.
Well, they're going to put on life preserver and take
their
chance.
Yeah.
Once they start swimming on them, man, they'll be like, oh. They think they're going to have to fight with that prison. Why don't you talk to my nigga? She's going to baptize that with a baptism. I ain't taking no kind of chances. I ain't taking no chances. The 16 get to 10. You know she ain't never seen 10 years old. So you can't get to 10 all day.
Take your chance, Papa John.
And now for our feature presentation.
Take that chance, Papa John.
Nah.
Hey, baby, I already put the chance.
That's why he warning niggas. That's why he warning. He warning niggas. He like, yo, don't do it. Don't do it. He say, hell no, cuz.
I seen her in the club knocking niggas down.
Hey, like this son say, don't do it. Don't you do it. Hey, it's going to be real ugly. Don't you do it. Hey, tell them that one wrong with your pussy lately.
You know who not from the blood rampant? You know me? I am the original Dandara. You understand the road, boy? I don't want to ramp with bomba clap me. Come on. I murder people for fun. Murder on a bomba clap for fun.
Murder
them
for fun.
Hold on, man. That's what we're saying. She sit on faces for fun, man. You got to change that.
Exactly. We need to switch it up. That's what we need to switch it up. Hey, let's leave
her. I'm saying, okay, there's one chance that I don't like to take that affect my life forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't, you know, like having babies with people. Because if I take that chance and you try to be a weirdo, and I got to be stuck with your weirdo-ass baby and you for at least 18 years. So I don't like to take chances like that. I'd rather adopt.
Yeah.
That's why you got to screen them. You got to put the screen eyes on.
Fuck that shit. I know crazy ass bitch. I know she getting a check from the state. Mm-hmm. Hey, I love it. Mm-hmm. A guaranteed money all day, every month.
Oh, no.
Every month.
I took a chance.
I be checking her ass in every week at the site wood on the 13th floor of a grader.
That's how you like them. That's how you motherfucking like them with your red ass.
Hey, when she go on a starship, man, they got some theme music for her.
No word.
How I go?
I be sitting on them faces. Yeah.
Oh, you talking about me, motherfucker.
Man, don't boost talk, man. Don't boost talk.
You be talking to me, baby, because you took a chance. So, now.
Hey, that's for real. Hey, I love a crazy bitch because, hey, I know she going to get that psych check. It's going to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and whenever she commits a crime, she's going to blame it on her illness.
Exactly.
They ain't gotta worry about no strays hanging around the house because they know they're gonna get into it.
Exactly. I ain't gotta worry about none of that. Fuck that. They be like, yo, you know she crazy, right? Take a chance.
I got my crazy card. You wanna see?
For real. One of my niggas, he took a chance and married a crazy bitch, and it's all good. You gotta take that chance sometime. Fuck it. Hey, she gonna make sure she's straight because she gonna just nut up about everything. Fuck it.
Would you
take
a chance to sleep with somebody that was terminally ill just because you had a condom? Would you take that chance?
That was terminally ill. What you mean, like down to eight?
I mean, yeah.
Hell no. That was just dumb. You got at least have a 50-50 chance. You got to have at least like a 50-50 chance. Like, goddamn. You going to do that? Nah, nigga. That is like going through the hospital, just running up in rooms, just start fucking people. You don't fuck in the hospital. That's just wrong off the real in the first place.
Who said fucking in the hospital? What are you talking about?
Where the hell they keep terminally ill people at?
They're walking around in the streets. And psycho motherfuckers. That's why. That's what.
Oh, I'm saying a mental problem is different than a motherfucking physical problem.
What you think made them mental? They found out they were sick and they were dying, but they went crazy. Duh.
No.
Now,
but no. But on the flip side of that shit, if that was me, I'd be taking penitentiary charges. I'd be robbing banks and all kind of more shit. I
asked you, would you fuck a bitch with a condom, when you take that chance, just because you know.
No. Okay, no. No. That's your answer. There goes your answer. No. No. No, goddammit. No. Okay? That's your answer. No. No. Goddammit. No. No. No.
With your record, do you scream? Do you ask for a test before you go to banging on them?
Yes, you do.
I mean.
Hey, I remember I used to walk up to bitches and be like, yo, let me get a chance. Hey, and it worked for like all through 1985.
You taking chances with your dingling, nigga.
Hey, let me get a chance. Yeah.
You taking chances. You taking chances with your dingling, nigga.
Man, you gonna end up taking a chance either way it go one day. You're going to stick your dick in one of these bitches one day. So you're going to take a chance one day, goddammit. So I don't know who ain't took a chance. So, hey, that's life. Shit.
Well, she a bad little bitch, you'll take a chance with her, is what you're saying.
Nah, I'm saying, what you mean take a chance with her?
I'm saying that's why
I just fuck all the ugly hoes. Fuck it.
Oh, that's what it means, though?
Yeah, I'm saying that's taking like a half of a 50-50 chance. Yeah, they take that like a 50-50 chance.
You ain't never heard that term, don't never trust a big booty and a smile.
Exactly.
I don't know what the fuck
that bitch got
a
flat booty
bullshit.
And no titties, we good.
A flat booty and no titties, you fucking with
them. That's it. That bitch pussy tight than a motherfucker.
Why? She doing Kegels every day? I mean, what are you saying?
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
But let me tell
Why?
You something.
She's doing
I love
Kegels every day?
Okay, I love it. But not as much as I love pussy.
Hey.
DJ got to ride this. And when she got on this dick, I saw it clapping. I told the low, she ride dick so good. I finna go get that whole purple ribbon.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I spit on that dick, I she grind on that wood. I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good.
She like to turn on them lights when she ride that dick. Then she get on that dick and go to hitting that dick. Put a hand in your chest while she riding that shit, and then put them on her waist and go to popping that shit. I got my hands on her ass, and I'm stabbing that bitch. When they hitting up in the deep, now she grabbing that dick. She got right on her toe, now she handling that dick. Now she riding that dick like she palling that dick. I told her keep on going, dismantle that dick. Went to slapping that ass, now she revving that click. I asked her what's my name, she went to hollering that shit. I got my hands on her waist, now I'm all in that shit.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I spit on that dick, I she grind on that wood. I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good.
She turned backwards on the dick, now she working them guts, and she throwing that pussy while she playing with them nuts. Now she beating that dick, I think she getting that nut. Now she backed on off, and she slowed it on up. Put a chest in the bed, now she speeding on up. Got her ass, she spread, now I'm killing that butt. Pussy got so wet, I can hear them guts. Love to see that pipe keep going to them guts. She talking that shit, and I'm hitting the button. All she keep yelling, it keep on cutting. Keep on cutting, keep on cutting. I'm on VSOP, I'm hollering, keep on fucking. Keep on fucking, keep on fucking. All I'm yelling is keep on fucking. Keep on fucking, keep on fucking. I'm on VSOP, I'm hollering, keep on fucking.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I spit on that dick, I just grind on that wood. I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good.
Yeah, I mean, what I wanna do, I told her, baby, just drive. Put your seatbelt on, get on that dick and just ride. Get right on that dick, talk to it, just glide. Keep your dick in, though, lean on me when you're tired. If I ever told you this pussy wasn't good, I lied. If the dick came out of this pussy, I'd cry. How you ride that dick, I can feel them sides. Sit right on that head and slide down so nice. On a car, point at it, goddamn it, I buy. You deserve that shit, the kind of dick you ride. Keep riding that dick, keep looking in my eyes. You ride dick the best, I marry you now.
Got a bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I brag on this bitch every chance I could. I sit on that dick, I just grind on that wood. I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Ride dick so good, ride dick so good. Never seen a bitch ride dick this good. Yeah, bad little bitch that I met in my hood, and I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick this good.
That's right, y'all. We taking chances, man. I ain't never seen a bitch ride dick so good. God damn it, man. Take a chance. Man, you might take a chance. Have you ever took a chance with a bitch? And just, you know what I'm saying? She was a little overweight, little heavy. But you just well took that chance. And just let her go ahead and say, bitch, I know you ride this dick so good. Go ahead. And that bitch broke your ass. That what's up, man. It's High Top Radio 917-889-8677, man. Call us, man. Let us know what chances you taking, man. Have you ever took a chance with a motherfucker and it just went right? Let us know, man. DJ Trouble John saying so, man. It's going digitized. Lady Libra in the building, low key in the building, Big Baby in the building. And we got callers, callers, callers. So let's, what's up? Press the 1 if you want to chime in. 917-889-8677. That's the number to take you to heaven. Take a chance. Dial that number. Get at me.
Nah, that's not gonna take you to hell. Take a chance to come on the hill. That's what you do.
Hey, I would not. I am not taking that chance.
Come on,
I just told you.
Not take a chance. Let me sit on your face. I promise you're gonna. I promise you're gonna be a better person. Let me clear
no,
your soul.
I want to live. I want to live.
I'm not. Who said you was gonna die?
Shit, up under all that ass.
Ain't
nobody can breathe up under all that ass. You taking motherfucking a chance. You taking the walk of death.
I'm not gonna sit on your nose. I'm gonna sit on your mouth.
Nah, fuck that shit. It your ass is bigger than the toilet, so no, my head is smaller than the toilet. That's not gonna work.
I ain't gonna
say
that one. Ja.
Yes.
I don't know why you got an elf.
Super niggas in the building.
He's on the highway, Elsa, like, what's that saying, you rain? Yes.
Y'all know y'all used to wear that Boys by Lurch.
Oh, that's
I'm rich, bitch.
Hey. What's going on? What's going on, Jack?
You rain.
Got low key on deck. Me, Trap, the switchboard has been acting a donkey. It ain't letting some people hear when you call in. The mic, it's been, I'm taking a chance with Blog. You know, I really am taking a chance with them, but I have already outgrown that system. But I'm, you know, still ride with them because I like, you know, the services. But this system is, you know, beginning to, you know, wear thin. I heard it was a nigga took a chance today and messaged you about a bitch on Facebook. Niggas taking chances on Facebook. Niggas saying he don't take you to trial.
Hey, that nigga tell me quick. These fake ass promoters and shit.
What was the joy? I mean, who took a chance and was on Facebook trying to show out? Not knowing
you
who you were.
Hey, you might not want to take that chance and call no names.
Let me tell you what happened. I don't know what it is, but this woman done fucked these women fucking these niggas' heads up, plain and simple. You dig? And so
they're taking chances with these bitches and they fucking their heads up.
And first of all, I don't know if you got to go behind your bitch and check her phone, check her email, check her Facebook, whatever you do. If you got to go through all that, dog, you need to be by yourself because you're an insecure asshole.
Exactly.
You're an insecure asshole.
You say you take a chance.
Hey, he done jumped off that cliff. That motherfucker done already jumped off that cliff without a parachute.
So he took a chance and went through the bitch phone. He took a chance thinking he's going to be cool and go through the bitch shit. But guess who he found, though?
That's what's fucked up, and I ain't talking about no one dude.
What is that?
These niggas tripping because they bitch asking me questions about how a man's supposed to conduct themselves. Yeah, I put it out there.
They want you to get super nigga lessons.
Man, these women talking about they don't know why they man do this and why he do that. You know what I'm saying? And the fucked up part about it, I'm taking out for the simple ass niggas, and here they come trying to fuck with me like I'm trying to fuck their bitch.
You know what I mean?
Hey, sometimes you have to do that.
I mean, they want the full training, they didn't want the basic training. Man, dig
it,
dog. I'm telling these women, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Everything that you're telling me, you need to sit down and talk to your man. You know what I'm saying? This is how I'm coming at it. If you feel like this, you need to be telling this to your man because it ain't nothing that I can do for you. You know what I'm saying? And so what she asked me was like, well, you know, if this happened, what would you do? If he did, what would you do? Or how would you react in certain situations? And, I mean, I just tell her super nigga shit.
Real nigga shit, yeah. I mean,
why,
nigga? I mean, but if you, I mean,
I told, I tell
okay,
you,
really, Really though, all she got to do, all that niggas got to do, is listen to Hot Talk Radio. We always putting it out there what you need to do to handle your situation.
But dog, nigga, the fucked up part about it is hell. He was probably listening, she was too, and the simple ass nigga still don't get the shit right.
Damn. See, yeah. back to training, man. Back to basic training, man. Back to basic training. God, we were trying to supersize these motherfuckers, but they just got them coming with the little. All right, damn. Damn, John. If it ain't one thing, it's another.
Man, that's exactly how I felt,
dog.
And then the thing about it, I didn't feel bad telling this nigga, man, you need to check your bitch.
Hey, no, don't get me wrong.
You coming at me like I'm trying to fuck her, and actually, in all actuality, I'm not. I ain't even coming at her. She just asking my opinion. That's all. And when a woman asks me my opinion, I'll gladly give it to her. You know what I'm saying?
You know
what? And I don't talk bad about niggas.
Look,
I don't talk bad about no niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because that ain't my
opinion. That's gonna make the bitch wanna fuck you now for real. She really gonna give you the pussy now. It's a wrap now.
On top of that. And then, my nigga, you know, the crazy part about it is this nigga coming at me. I mean, I can't even just keep saying this nigga because, man, it was five different messages I had on Facebook. Because I got my phone number on my Facebook page. I don't give a fuck. I'm a businessman, you dig? I ain't got shit to hide. The nigga done went on my Facebook page. We ain't even friends. This nigga done went on my joke, got my phone number, and just called, you know what I'm saying? And then, I guess he was like, and then, first of all, don't call me and ask me who the fuck I am. Because if that's the case, why you calling me?
Hold on, stop it right goddamn now. When y'all
he
said
the same as I was going
to
tell
Facebook, what you said to me, Trap, me and John having a conversation. When I told you this one of your bitches, this wasn't Trapper John hoes, his wretched bitches, one of yours was questioning me. You told me to stop picking fights. Now this nigga gonna come over here and take a chance and ask you the same thing, and now you eat it?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nah.
Ooh.
That ain't what happened. Yeah, it is.
Check this out, though. You know the crazy part about it is my thing is, like, shit, I don't know which one was your girl, dog. I mean, shit.
It's like, who you talking about? It's like, which one?
I get tired of his bitches calling me.
The nigga think I'm still taking a chance. What that pussy hit like, nigga?
Oh, he's tight. She told
her,
and she told
her,
it's been like a whole year. I'm like, she tight.
Hey, that nigga took a chance, and it paid off. That's what the hell I'm talking about. Don't be scared to gamble. Roll the dice, nigga. Roll your nuts, nigga. Just roll them.
And where dude there talking about, had five niggas called in morning, man, talking about, he was talking to that bitch on Facebook, man. I can't believe this shit going on. This some funny shit right here, man.
Yeah. He had five niggas call him about him talking to their bitches.
That's some funny shit right there, man.
That's what the fuck, though.
Johnson called you, Diddy Joe.
If you got called, look, man, I'm telling you, man. If a dude got called another nigga, ask that nigga, if they talk to that bitch, you don't need a bitch, man. It's time to keep it moving.
Exactly.
You don't need a bitch.
Hey, dog, speak
up. Obviously, he ain't getting none at home, so
he ain't got no time in his hand.
Yeah. Let's go.
Speak
on that shit, man.
Speak on that shit. Hey, you get tired of Lubriderm after a while, and they want to go ahead and feel the real thing. So,
man, cut that hoe loose, man. When that hoe acts stupid, man, cut her loose. That's what I do. Bitch act stupid, cut her loose. Fuck it. Cut her loose. You spend all the food stamp money, hey, cut your head loose. I can't say you're gonna spend up all the damn food, that money, and get no meat, no chicken, nothing else. We got those potatoes and shit. Cut your head loose.
Hey, man. And on some real shit, I gotta back up everything that you just said, Fall. If these basic ass niggas would handle their business and quit worried about what a bitch do, then they could fucking get somewhere in life. But when they so worried about what a bitch do that they can't handle their own motherfucking business, that's why she don't wanna be with your old peon ass nigga.
He need to call in, man. He might be able to take some notes.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm driving that dirty. Simple ass niggas. Who else gonna take a chance?
They scared, man. They scared. They're scared to go in and jump in and take a chance, man, you know.
Jeez.
When you got real niggas in the house, man, you know what I'm saying? Them cowards, man, they don't want to stick their head out.
Fuck up, dog. Hey, dog. I'm going to tell you some real shit. Hey, when a super nigga walk in the building, basically, nigga, shut the fuck up. All eyes on me, man.
No, they great at bitches, man. I be walking out, them was great at being like, damn, nigga, I'm just looking. I ain't seen it. They talk about me. I'm just looking. They great at all that, man.
Hey, you can't be mad. If you let your hoe walk out the house with anything hugging her ass, then, hey, it is what it is, shawty. God damn it, hey.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't want it if another nigga didn't want it anyway, so, hey, you know what I mean? If a bitch ain't turning no head, then either these niggas scared or, you know, something ain't right. But, hey, we're going to take another chance, man. 257, what's happening, 257? 257, what's up? Oh, they got scared. They didn't want to take no chance.
Get scared now, man. Don't get scared.
That's that basic shit.
I know.
210-257.
That's who they is. That's all to the good. They just didn't want to take a chance and listen in on some real shit and find out what's going on. It might be that nigga that been Facebooking you, Jock.
That's who it is.
They're going to get
you,
John. They looking for you, John. Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, TJ, man, when the next time you going to catch one of the Facebook hoes, man? When the next time you going to take a chance?
Oh, shit. I've been catching them, man. I've been catching them Facebook hoes like every Monday. Call me up. What you doing? Oh, shit, I ain't doing none of that shit. I catch on my own shit. I come down that way, shit. You be like early in the morning, shit, man.
That's what that is. Hey, this nigga Facebook killer. Hey, let's go, man. Y'all niggas need to take a chance with this shit. Roll the dice. Roll your balls, man. Let's go, man.
Hey, man, he gonna mess around on Facebook and catch one of them catfish chicks. Gonna be a heat
That's
sheet.
That's gorilla shit.
She's like,
shit.
Hey, you gotta take a chance, man. You don't never know until you take a chance. Hey,
I'm like, that was the point. She didn't sound like that over the phone.
I say, you didn't look like that on the picture. I'm like, hold on.
How you doing? My name is Joanna.
For real.
My real name is John.
Say his name John. Talking about name Joanna. Nah, man, you folks guys, you gotta do the research on it. You can't take too much of a chance. You gotta research on it. Fuck that shit. You gotta Google these motherfuckers, man. See, I got like 15 Google pages. You gotta Google a motherfucker. Fuck that shit. You gotta find out what the hell going on. Hey, that's this book, man. That's the space age shit, man. Nowadays, you tell motherfucker, yeah, I do such, yeah. That nigga get on his phone and Google your ass. Like, off real, you say you do that?
Hey, man, they gonna have an app in a minute that's going to be a face scan. Just scan their face with your phone.
Exactly.
Oh,
like,
hell nah.
Who is this nigga? Hey, Trump.
Yeah.
I had a bitch tell me that I was fake one day, right? Cause she be like, this bitch gonna be like, yo, she said some old corny ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Cause I told a bitch, you know what I'm saying, when I was a kid and shit, and I was a nerd, you know, whatever. I went to motherfucking school, shit. My daddy, he was a hustler. He taught me that shit, so I ain't need no nigga that's in the street to teach me what my daddy, he already knew. You dig?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Gonna tell me, this bitch gonna tell me that I'm a whole fake ass nigga. I said, word. I said, well, look, bitch, just because I ain't got no felonies, I got an ass of misdemeanors, but I just ain't got no felonies. Hey, just Google my name.
I mean, the smart niggas is free, man.
Hey, Trey, I told her, I said, look, I'm the only one that you gonna ever see that spell my name like that, because I ain't even named my son after me. I created his name, so he gonna be the only one of them. You dig? And so when the bitch Googled me, get what popped up first?
Your son's name?
No, my motherfucking
man.
My shit popped up in Marietta, Georgia.
Oh, like this up. I'll tell you, that's that shit. Motherfucker take a chance with a motherfucker.
Hold up. I told the bitch, I said, look, bitch, yeah, I got a record out there, but I ain't no dumb nigga. I know how to clean my shit up. I took my ass off.
I can't believe you
sit
up here trying to prove to this bitch you got a record.
No, I wasn't trying to prove her shit. Don't get it fucked up.
That ain't no good shit
that
on
what I am. This bitch gonna tell me what I am. That's what pissed me off, because you're not gonna define what I am. That's first.
That's a whole nother show. So, only real niggas got tattoos, only real niggas motherfucking got grills, only real niggas, you know what I'm saying? That's a show. Only real niggas go to jail.
That's where the big
thing is. You ain't go to jail, nigga. You ain't been to the pen, you ain't got smoke. You ain't no real nigga. You ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? You got to be in the game, nigga. If you ain't playing the nigga, you ain't no real nigga, man. Fuck that shit. Man, get the fuck out of here.
Light it up. Call the people, fuck it. Come on, fire. Call the people, fuck it.
Call them people for me. I'm on fire. Call them people for me. I'm on fire. Shout out to all my people in Maryland, man, D.C., all that good shit, man. Let's go, man. Y'all already know about to turn up here in a motherfucking minute, man. Y'all already know what to do, man. High Top Radio, definitely in the building, man. We taking chances, man. We taking chances, man. We going state to state, doing big shit, man. Go campaign. Holler at your boy, man. Get on the Go campaign. Join that Facebook group, man. Go campaign. Get at it, man. Y'all already know. Holler at me, man. We taking these trips. We doing what we got to do, man. We taking them shit. All the way to Alaska, man. Let's get it, man. Y'all need to fuck with your boy, man. Doing big things. Spending big change. About to buy me a whole nother range. Let's go, man. Let's get it in. Y'all know what to do, man. Lightning was in the motherfucking building. Charles in the motherfucking building. Y'all know what to do. It's official.
Turn up, my nigga. Shit. Turn up. Turn up. You got down? Because shit, HWMG Multimedia and I Talk Radio about the shit on everybody who ain't fucking with us.
You already know, man. We like this. We taking chances that other motherfuckers are scared to take. You know what I mean? Like, we got a lot of networks, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, checking us out and shit like that. They trying to take a chance. They know what it is. They know what the world come to hear. What you can't hear nowhere else. But right here, on Hot Time Radio. Come fuck with your boy. You already know, man. So, hey, shout out to all them people, man. Shout out to everybody that always check in and check out. Hey, man, shout out to the people that we don't even know we checking in. Shout out to all the 20,000 that's online right now checking in, listening to shit. Fucking
excuse
we need to fuck with
you
in the chat room.
You that wrong. It's a minimum of 20,000. Now, don't tell me it's 20,000 people listening, because it's not. It's a minimum of 20,000.
Yeah. Well, that's how we meet people in the chat room. Y'all need to come to the chat room, chat with us, man. Fuck with us. Holler at us and shit. Skype us and do all that good shit, man. Fuck with us real hard. We're going to fuck with you real hard, man, all the way to Africa and some more shit. Shout out to all my people over there in Haiti and all that good shit, man. Hey.
Hey, man, don't forget Jamaica. Jamaica.
Definitely in the building, man. Yo, y'all should've been on when Patrick was on this motherfucker, man. That shit was wild. You know what I'm saying? She had a romantic Hey, it was going down, man. Hey, it's always a pushing right
like
here.
What Patrick
wanted
to do?
Yo, Patrick wanted to do something.
Oh, she was trying to take a chance too. Whatever.
You want to take a chance. Yeah.
Hey, man, we're going to have to definitely turn it up next Tuesday, man. You know, we had to turn it all the way up, man, let them know we in the house, man.
Oh, that's right, man. You already know, man. Hey, need to check in Tuesday, Wednesday. You already know Hump Day in the Hood is always stupid. Matter of fact, I'm going to feature the rest of that Orange All 5. You know what I'm saying? The mixtape. Make sure y'all go and get it. It's on Dad Piff, Twit, my mixtape, all that good shit. Orange All. Your boy DJ Travel John, Volume 5 is the hottest shit for 2013. Y'all need to go ahead and bump that shit now. Y'all already know, man. We had the shit that niggas is playing now. We was bumping that shit on Hot Talk Radio fucking 2 years ago. Let's go, man. Shout out to everybody out there, man. Y'all know what to do, man. We took chances on niggas and just went on and spent that shit. Fuck it.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? We took
chances. Matter of fact, I got a challenge for all the listeners that out there listening. You know what I'm saying? Those aspiring artists, man. You know, Big Baby making them beats and Trapper John, you know, be spinning them wheels. You know what I'm saying? Only get some people with some new music, man. You know what I'm saying? Get ahead and play it on the show, man, and get some votes in and see who the hottest artist, man, if you really put in your work.
That's it. Hey, I'm just saying, you know. We you know what I'm saying? How we do low key, man. I hate them kind of, you know what I'm saying? The kind of show that's like them. Dig it and ditch it and rush it and flush it and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because if I play your shit, then evidently you need to be, you know what I'm saying, heard. But, you know what I'm saying? Shit. I mean, even though, hey, you know, you can take my word for it, I can play your shit, then have niggas. But who want to hear somebody dissing their shit on the radio, bro? I'm saying, for real? For real? You tell your whole family. You tell your whole family, yo, listen to me, I'm going to be on the radio such time, man. Everybody listen, man, come call in and shit. And your shit get flushed. That shit
hey,
is fucking hell.
How many artists' stuff got flushed and they just blew up on them right quick? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, that's motivation for artists to come in and really come even hard on them, man. Go on and shit on them instead of letting them get flushed.
Shit. Hey, man, that shit might break a nigga's spirit. That shit, like, nigga might not never write another song again. Right,
dog, get off. Like, this right here, in this game that we playing, if your shit get flushed now, you ain't going to make it. I'm going to tell you, because the game is saturated with too many good artists out there. If your shit get flushed,
they only going to give you one time.
It ain't even the lyrical content. That's what cats be fucking up at. Nigga, you need to go get you a hot producer. Because it ain't even about who can, you know what I'm saying, spit the best no more. It's about who can make the best fucking music. Period.
Now, hey, Jai, you want the real
excuse
ticket,
me.
Man? Go ahead and pay that ticket, man, for that producer. Pay that ticket for that nigga to go ahead and feature on your shit.
You right.
And,
nigga, pay
that
man.
Blue, and pay that other ticket for Goddamn Radio 1.
Yourself and invest in yourself and make that
happen. Hey, Trap, I'm going to sit in right here, and I want these basic-ass niggas to understand. Why the fuck do you think Jay-Z snatched up Kanye West? Why? Because he was the hottest nigga that he had at the time, and he knew, yeah, I got these lyrics, but I need the hottest nigga out right now on my team. And what he do, I see my super nigga at the White House with his wife, watching
that bitch was bad.
These old basic ass niggas making a little beat, thinking that they gonna get on because they lyrics gonna get them somewhere, dog, and it ain't gonna get you nowhere. Because first of all, nigga, you ain't read the dictionary, so if you ain't mastered the English that you trying to spit on these tracks, you ain't going nowhere. Period. Second of all, if you don't invest in yourself by getting up off your ass, getting you some bread up, I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't give a shit. I'm not judging you. That ain't for me to do. I said get you some bread. Get you some bread and invest in your own shit. Find you a hot-ass motherfucking producer. Pay that man and put him down on your team, and y'all take it over. Period.
Yep,
it's
man.
That simple. It's
I
that
think
simple.
This topic that y'all don't went off into is for Wednesday's show.
Hey, we're gonna read the card. Hey, look though. Hey, but think it though. Now, I wanna let the ladies know that don't get it misconstrued when we say pimping. You know what I'm saying? Because that's only a verb, and it's only, you know, and it's an active verb.
We ain't talking about pimping in that frame of mind. They know we ain't talking about that kind of pimping. We ain't talking about Goldie pimping.
We ain't talking about Goldie, Slim, and Superfly. We talk about these super niggas and these super bitches. You dig? That's pimping.
Well, that's the first question you ask in the interview anyway. Do they mind being pimped? If they say no and fly out the handle, you know right off the bat, that ain't one you want in your stable. Because you don't even understand what's going on.
Right.
Don't take a chance.
Right. Because she don't know how to take a chance. She just a bitch ball because she ain't got no master yet.
Yeah.
Well, then you laughing at old goddamn...
Too short, been saying it a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? He said, what makes y'all think y'all can manage your own chain? All y'all need balance.
Hey, you got a good team, girl, but you need a good coach.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's all it is, baby. Hey, that's all it is. I be telling these women, y'all some players, but I'm your coach.
That's it. You play the field, that's it. Well, I got a monitor, you got to have somebody to blow the whistle every now and then.
That's all right, because shit, these women today,
lady in the back.
money on me is cocaine. Didn't want to resort to relapsing to my old ways. Well, my gang's a favorite, and that's all I know. That's how a nigga don't shake, shake. Gotta get all my ego and get that dough. Still, mama, don't worry. Mama, please pray for me. I'm a part of the mind environment. Look at where these streets have made of me. I know I'm wrong, but the shit I do. But my baby needs a new shoe. Gotta get it, nigga, that's my move. Let me find out you got it. Let me find out you got it. I'ma make a nigga get down, lay down, and give me everything up out your pocket. Nigga know the rules. Don't nobody move. Let me do a little search. Won't nobody get hurt if you do what I tell you to.
It came off 99.9. I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying?
You
know,
you just hey, bitches take chances all the time. They take chances splitting up all the goddamn food stamps knowing they ain't got no money.
You know,
damn,
let me tell you something, Trap.
And I think that Lady Libra can attest to this right here. Now, stop me if I start lying. What really attracts a super bitch to a super nigga is not what he got, you know what I'm saying, and it's not what he do. It's who he is as a man, the man's character, his intentions. As long as he got good intentions, they can look past everything else. They can always look
that's
past
it.
Everything else. As long as we always have good intentions.
Hey, I don't know what the hell he's saying either, but it sounds good,
though. Don't nobody say that damn another shit like you,
powder. Exactly. Hey, nobody say that shit like you, John, bro. I swear, that nigga broke it down.
Hey, dig it, though. I'm just saying. It ain't even in a physical form, because, like I say, I be trying to tell these basic bitches, your shit going to eventually fade out. So once you got that nigga's attention, okay, yeah, you a fine motherfucker, you bad. Yeah, okay, fine, bitch, you got that. What else the fuck?
I'm trying to know what happened. Something just happened. I mean, we were talking about food sounds. You went into that. I'm trying to figure out what happened.
I'm talking about the whole taking a chance. The whole point.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I don't know what the nigga said about having it physical.
No, but listen. What I was saying is, what attracts a super bitch to a super nigga is the fact that, you know what I'm saying, how that nigga get down. Now, what I'm saying is, this on that nigga to keep that woman's attention while he got it. You know
exactly. But a lot of my super bitches, they like that wood.
But then, like a whole lot of other shit, so they're taking a chance that they gonna treat her, you know what I'm saying, the way that he would treat his mother or his sister or his aunt or his cousin, because now she's taking a chance. You dig? And a lot of these women have just took a chance on all the wrong niggas, and they fucking up for super niggas like me, Trap, and you know what I'm saying, Big Baby.
We are here today,
you know what I'm saying, to set this shit
straight.
I took a chance when I entered the contest and won Mr. Butt Naked, Hot Talk Radio's Mr. Butt Naked 2013, but you know, I took a chance.
You know what?
Dig it down, bag. It's in the calendar.
Pastor Blunt is in the calendar. I need all the ladies in the choir to go get the calendar. Yes, 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 yes. It's the Black Naked Calendar. The Black Naked Calendar. Yes, Lord. And it will be passed out by Evangelist. Evangelist Simone Johnson. She wants Simone Johnson. Evangelist Simone Johnson will be passing out the calendars.
Oh, I will.
Along with the team.
Oh, you missed the button. Oh, you got a theme song. That's enough. That's a goddamn enough. You know what? This is, you know, Tuesday is the, I told people that Tuesdays is not the Sunday show. Tuesday is wretched and non-wretched, and then Wednesday is just as bad.
What you trying to say? Wait for the chance by Tuesday, and we going to give it to a raw, pure cut. I can't cut this, though. This is what it is.
It just is what it is.
Where the way I can find you at while you're saying
that? Lady Libra, Lady Libra.
What?
Lady Libra.
Yes.
I salute you.
Yes.
I salute you because I ain't got nothing but love for you, but I'm down here in the trap with this Henny White, and I'm trying to get off this shit. So I need everybody to go to iTunes and get this What Up World. You know what I'm saying? It's coming hard. HWMG present What Up Motherfucking World. Right here on Hot Talk motherfucking radio in your motherfucking speaker. We gone global. So
that's what
this is the first month of the first quarter, and Lady Libra is fucking y'all world up already. And we ain't even a quarter way through a year yet. So with that being said, Lady Libra, tell these people what it is.
Sign me up for whatever it is he's selling.
Exactly. Go ahead, Swerve. Hey, Swerve, tell them what the move is and where you're going to be at taking chances, man.
Hey, man, I'm going to be all over the A and Duval County taking chances, man. But with me, the biggest old school party, this South Georgia, North Florida, you know what I'm saying, Duval County, man. April 4th, y'all make sure y'all check that out if you want to take that ride to Duval County to bang them where we hang them, baby. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
We down there doing it big.
We there. They ain't never there. We there.
Better believe it.
All right, we got buses. We got seats on the bus. We going to Duval, y'all. Let's go.
That is.
Okay.
DJ Swerve G. Fuck with me.
Yeah. You know, y'all can find me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all can find me on Twitter. Or, you know what I'm saying? You can find me on Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'll be taking over on Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Hey, you taking a chance by giving out your information, man. You taking a chance.
Some
niggas gonna be calling
you
by his girl.
shout out to T Miles and Master P, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard that new Master P mixtape.
Nah, Master P got a new mixtape.
Yeah, I heard a couple of cuts out there, man. That's fine.
So, but yeah, y'all know y'all can find me, man. You know what it is.
You didn't spell your name.
Oh, I'm sorry for those that are spelling challenged. It's Lokeyy.
That's not spelling challenge. You just spelled it crazy. Y'all know y'all can follow me at Lady Libra, Y word, LADY LIBRA, space, hell, HELL, and it's pronounced Lady Libra, hell. Hit us on Twitter, Hot Talk 2010. Again, that's Hot, HOTTALK 2010. Or like our Hot Talk Radio fan page on Facebook. Google us. Go back and listen to all our previous shows. Every show we've ever produced is recorded and at the site. You go to my page and, you know, hit the link. Because for some reason, when you just go to the site, it doesn't give you all of our shows. It gives you stuff that we did 3 years ago. So just hit the links on our page. That's the safest way to, you know, get to a show. Just go to my page and just scroll down for 3 years, and every show we've ever done is on my page, I promise. Chopper John?
Ice cream, man.
Oh, yeah. Y'all already know what to do, man. I need everybody to holler at your boy, man. Swallow me at DJ Trapper John on that Twitter. Make sure you swallow me. And then go on to Facebook. Get at me. DJ, nah, what is on Facebook? It's just Trapper John. T-R-A-P-P-E-R.
Exactly. J-O-N. It's J-O-N, not J-O-H-N. J-O-N. Google me. Join the Go campaign. Facebook, hey, man. Y'all already know what to do, man. Yo. Hey, Trey. Hey, Trey.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, some awesome.
Hey, over Tuesday.
Let them people know how big your ass is. Do it, my nigga.
Talk radio, radio.
Oh, yeah.
Radio.
Holler at me about that All-Star weekend. Holler at me. All-Star weekend. Y'all already know we got that bus trip going down, so look, get at me, get at me, get at me. Also to the Essence of the World, all that good shit, man. Get at me, man. Y'all already know buses on deck, all that good shit, man. Fuck with me. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.